the end of the day, it's another 2 points. We set out at the start of the league to take each game as it comes, and it being our first home game, it was 2 points that we definitely wanted to get, and I suppose we have to be happy with that. We're a bit disjointed, I suppose, from watching it from up here. We had plenty of possession in the first half, Tony, and we led comfortably at half time, but you couldn't have said it was a great performance in the first half. No, in all fairness, Charlie, it probably wasn't. It's surprising when you're actually down the pitch. The pitch was very, very heavy, very sticky, and the whole atmosphere around here today seemed to be a wee bit dead, you know.
Yeah.
But that's me. You have to give credit to the guys. They stuck to their task. We didn't play that well in the first half, but we still had we had a big enough lead. You know, it's strange in one sense that we wouldn't have been overly happy about our performance, but we still won well. But you have to take into respect, no disrespect at least, but with the men suspended in the Port Leash case involved in the All Ireland club, you know, they're probably not at their strongest today. But as I say, we can only beat what's in front of us, and that's what we've done.
And a flat start to the second half until they put a string, 3 points, I'll not say a string of scores, but they got 3 points for the only time. And it was only then, really, Donegal started to respond, and players really started to move a bit better and looked a bit more dangerous.
Yeah, that's true, Charlie. One of the things that we sort of made a point before the game was to make sure we started well in the match, because we hadn't been doing that. McKenna Cup games didn't start well in Westmeath, but in all fairness, we started well today, and then we sort of had a period with the last 10-15 minutes that we were, you know, that we sort of stopped doing the things that got us into the position of a good lead, you know. Second half again, we started slowly, but I suppose you have to take into account this is our seventh game in 4 weeks, you know, so between that and a bit of training, you know, the boys have a lot of work done, but as I say, the pleasing thing is the 2 points at the end of it.
You're glad of the break now, really, Tony, because you can really reorganise now, because as you say, those matches, the way the McKenna Cup was postponed early, and then the matches came thick and fast, straight into the league. I'm sure the players particularly, never mind the management team, will be glad of a wee bit of a break this week.
Yeah, well, funny, Michael McGeehan made the point before we left the pitch that it's a break only in the sense that we don't have a game or two games over the next 2 weekends. There'll be no break from training. But it's something, as I say, we've played 7 games in 4 weeks, which is a lot. It helped us sort of maybe thin out the panel, and boys got a lot of football. But it'll be good for us sort of to concentrate on maybe a bit of our fitness and a bit of our ball work. So from that point of view, we're looking forward to the break from games. But as I say, hopefully we'll be raring to go when we have to head for Kildare in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah. And generally, in terms of the shape of the panel now, Tony, you've tried a number of new players. Are you happy with the way things are progressing? Are people beginning to look as if they might be around for the whole of 2010?
Well, Charlie, you would hope so. You know, a lot of new faces. You know, James Keeney has come in and done well. Aidan Hanlon has come in and done well. We've Edward Kelly, Fergus McNulty got runouts in the McKenna Cup. Carrie Conkyar, there's a lot, you know. But as I say, we have 2 weekends. We'll probably use one of those weekends maybe to get a good in-house game as well to get a look at a few other boys. We still have men coming back from injury. So, as I say, the squad we have at the minute will probably carry us through for most of the National League, but as I say, we have boys coming back that are travelling, as I said, injured, so you know, we'll probably reassess it come the end of the National League.
Just finally, Tony, I mean, most people will feel that Westmeath, Tipperary and Leash are the three sides that are going to be struggling in Division 2 to stay in it. You've played and beaten two of them, so the flip side of that is you've got the stronger sides to play. Kildare away is the next game. You've got Armagh, you've got Down, you've got Meath. I mean, we all know those are going to be tough, but you've got three out of those five at home as well. Is that the general sense, that one of these two games was vital because the real stuff's going to start in March?
Well, as I say, Charlie, to be fair, we spoke about it last week. We only looked at the Westmeath match last week, and we went down there and got the 2 points, and we didn't look any further than this. Obviously, you want to win your home games. Picking up 2 points in Westmeath on the road as a bonus, but we have to remember there's four Leinster teams and three and another two Ulster teams in this division too.
Yeah.
There's very little between the two divisions. Every game's going to be tough. As I say, we might have had a bit of an advantage today, the fact that Leash were with the suspensions and the boys that were club tied, but as I say, we're happy. We have 2 games played, 4 points, and say all our focus now will be heading for Newbridge in 3 weeks.